因为选读经文是提多买提多啊提摩太后书第一章第一至十二节。
The scripture reading for today is in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 12.
我哋一齐去读，先用中文读，而英文读出。
We'll be reading this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
系提摩太嘅后书第一章一至十二节，我哋一齐读。奉神旨意。照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，作基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿因为怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的想念你，纪念你的眼泪，就夜切切的想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗尔和你母亲有基的心里的，我深信也在你心里。为此我提醒你，使你将神藉着我按手所给你的恩赐，再如火逃旺起来。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主作见证为耻，也不要以我为这主被困的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣灵以善照照我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。但如今藉着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表现出来了。他已经把死废去，藉着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派作传道的，使使徒作师傅，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保存我所交付他的，直到那日。
Let us read this together. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed as a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day which has been entrusted to me. May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
咁我哋好高兴有大卫牧师弟兄嚟我哋传道，题目系持守所信。
We are very happy again today to have Mr. David Park to give us the message, Keeping the Faith.
Let me begin with a quick word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord, my Rock, my Redeemer.
Amen.
So the book of 2 Timothy that we just read, to me, it sort of is the anti-Disney.
我今日宣讀今日所講嘅經文，好似聽落嚟，好似同迪士尼所講嘅平時嘅題目係好似唔同。
It's sort of the happily never after because the situation in the book is actually very grim.
咁啊，同咧平時迪士尼嘅幸福大結局咧就好似好唔相同。
Throughout the book of 1 Timothy, Paul and Timothy, they're battling these false teachers. But by the time that we get to 2 Timothy, it seems like the false teachers are actually have won.
而當你睇個提摩太後書嘅時候，你已經睇到就係話當時嘅呢個假導師已經係好似贏咗啦。
So Paul's influence, all that he's built and trained, it's gone right out the door, and there's only a few faithful believers left, just Timothy and a couple of believers.
所以想當年提摩太他所教導他們這班人，他所教的東西好像已經是推了他門外了，所以只有留下很少的有相信的人，仍然是跟隨他保羅。
And Paul is in jail, and this is most likely the last letter that he's going to write to the church before he's executed.
而當時睇就話，依一封信書信寫嘅時候，係應該係阿保羅，佢當時喺監獄當中係準備要去被殺啦。And
so the end of Paul's life looks an awfully similarly to the end of Jesus' life.
所以喺保羅佢嘅生命，佢最後嘅生命睇落都好似耶穌基督一樣。And
so because everyone has abandoned Paul, everyone has abandoned Timothy, here is the question that I would like to, for us to consider this morning.
所以就覺得好似當時嘅時間，就好多人離棄咗阿保羅，亦都好似耶穌去臨死之前，好多佢嘅門徒都離開佢。所以今天嘅早上，我想問你一個問題。What
do you do when you do all the right things, but it seems like it doesn't actually matter?
就好似想問你一個問題，就係話當我好似做咗乜嘢都係啱嘅時候，但係做嘅嘢好似徒勞無功嘅時候，你心入邊係點諗呢？
And when you read our passage for today, I want you guys to look at the number of times the words remember and remind show up.
So 今天早上我用去睇我哋經文嘅時候，你睇到就話好多時話要講到去記得或者係緊記。
And Paul, he constantly is saying to Timothy, remember, 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 I want you to remind you of this.
而保羅嘅寫俾書信俾提摩太嘅時候就話，你要記得，記得，記得，你要緊記啲嘢。
And I think naturally, because of our situation, Timothy is naturally very afraid. We read that he's actually in tears.
而當時提摩太當寫睇呢個書信嘅時候，佢當時係好震驚，亦都佢眼中都係去流淚。
And there was a time when we look at our passage where Timothy, he was fanning the flame of his gift, right? There was a time where Timothy, he was on fire for God.
而當時嘅，你睇翻就係話，想當年嘅提摩太，佢心中亦都係火熱，好熱心嘅去做呢個傳道工作。But
something happens, and for whatever reason, that flame, that fire, it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker.
但係因為時代嘅變遷，當時嘅政局，令到提摩太佢嘅心中嘅火熱，去慢慢嘅去減低。
We read toward the end of our passage, it says, Paul says, don't be ashamed. And so we wonder, if Timothy even, if he feels this shame of being associated with Paul or being associated with Christ.
而睇到入面書上面講到保羅同阿提摩太講話，你不以為福音為恥，話俾佢知，你唔好話因為要去傳福音或者同我有關係，覺得有羞恥嘅時間。
And you know, it's still January, and so it's still kind of that new year where we have a lot of new commitments, goals, and things of that nature.
現在是剛剛的年頭，又一月嘅當中，有好多嘢我哋去諗。
And whether you are a New Year's resolution person, or maybe you've already given up and it's already January.
一月當中，我哋咧可能咧喺年頭當中，我哋有好多嘅新嘅期望、新嘅目標。
The problem with our flame is that as the weeks go on into the year, it does get smaller and smaller.
但我覺得好似有時喺年頭呢個火熱慢慢嘅時間開始，就覺得慢慢去減低啦。
The way it works is some of us, we make small compromises, or other times things get complicated, so complicated we actually even forget why we made those goals in the first place.
可能因為時間嘅問題，或者因為工作嘅問題，或者好多嘅嘢令到我心中我想當年或者我開頭嘅年頭嘅火熱，去慢慢去減低。
And I know many of us plan for life, but sometimes life can be quite unpredictable, and so something happens and there's a disruption in our life and that messes things up as well.
我哋咧好多時咧就會諗下，我嘅人生嘅目標咧係點樣？年頭咧一年嘅人生嘅目標係咁樣，但係咧因為咧有好多嘢發生，令到我哋咧將我哋從前所諗嘅嘢，我哋做唔到。
And if you have a little bit of a cynical bent, the cynic in you kind of begins to think, well, how is this time any different?
我哋會在心入邊喺度諗，就話點解每一年每一年都係咁樣發生嘅咧？
And I often find that the kind of person that someone that has been disappointed often in the past shapes you into being is someone that is very suspicious of others and expects very little of others.
咁咧會覺得咧更加咧係對事件或者對事物會更加嘅去懷疑。
And so that once bright burning flame that has now become smaller, Paul, he has two things that I think from our passage that he wants to remind young Timothy of.
所以心中的火熱很容易去減低，所以保羅在這個書信當中，他怎樣去提點提摩太。
And so in order for Timothy to continue enduring, to keep the faith, he wants him to remember two things, which is to remember who God has given you, and secondly, to remember what God has done for you.
所以保罗想去提点当时的提摩太，怎样去仍然能够去仍然去坚守当时的火意。第一样就是说要提点他，就是说神，就是提点他，就是说神是给了他是哪一位，还有说让他谨记，就是说神是为了他所做工作。
And just as a general tip, when you are reading any of Paul's letters in the New Testament, you can look at the very beginning, because at the beginning of his letters will always tell you something.
所以当我们看经文的时候，特别是看新约的经文，看保罗怎样去宣称他自己的名字的时候，要俾到你当时嗰封书信系讲啲乜嘢。
So sometimes Paul will introduce himself as a prisoner, sometimes as a servant, but in 2 Timothy, he introduces himself as an apostle.
有時保羅會講自己是一個範疇，或者他自己是一個仆人，但在這篇的書信當中，他自己宣稱自己是一個使徒。
And so remember the context for our letter. The false teachers have won, their influence is widespread, and yet Paul, he's going to very intentionally say, I'm an apostle, I'm a teacher.
所以你要記得就是在當時提摩太，他當時的教會那些假的導師已經在當中很盛行。 所以特別的在當時這個書信當中，保羅宣稱自己是一個使徒。
And so he's saying that he's an apostle because he is authorized by God, and he's also here to fulfill a godly purpose.
他說宣稱自己是一個使徒，他是被神去委託去宣傳這個福音。
And so what he's about to say, he's saying, I have credibility, and here's what he says in verses 2 to 5.
特別的就是說，我是有一個神給我的應許，神給我的能力。
And so in verses 2 to 5, Paul speaks about all the people and relationships that Timothy, he is surrounded by.
而在第二、第五節的時候，保羅就說，當時保羅和旁邊的人的關係。
And he talks about those relationships in a very personal way, and I want you guys to notice the very familial language that he uses when Paul calls Timothy his beloved child, or he says God the Father.
就話保羅當佢同呢個書信當中講到就話一個好親密嘅關係，譬如話講到話你係我嘅親愛嘅兒子，亦講到話神天父。
And it communicates this sense that the Christian faith, it is deeply personal.
而講到就話我哋所信嘅基督徒嘅信心其實好個人化。
We also see that Paul, he's very authentic and very open about his own emotions. If you read in verses 3 and 4, he's praying for Timothy constantly, double emphasis on the day and night.
保罗是很慷慨，也是很打开他的心，跟提摩太去说话，特别讲到就说，我特别的提摩太，我为到你而去祈祷。
And he remembers his tears, he longs to see him, and he talks about the joy that it'll bring him when he sees him again.
就讲到话, 每当我想起你的时候, 起到我内心里面的快乐。
And I think this display of vulnerability, I think, is worth reflecting on, especially for those of us that care for others regularly, but rarely we reveal our own weaknesses.
很多时候就是说,我们很多时候是想去跟别人有关系,或者关心别人,但是又不想表现出我自己内心里面的弱处。
And I want to share this quote from C.S. Lewis. He writes this in the book, Four Loves. Here's what he says.
我想跟大家分享就是说,C.S. Lewis,路易斯他所说的这个四爱。
He says, to love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, and you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully around with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up in a safe in the casket or a coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, darkless, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable.
讲到话这个爱嘅当中入边，可能系会被睇到俾别人睇到我嘅弱处。就讲到话呢个爱系好重要，可能会系破坏，所以你会好小心嘅去保护呢个爱。你可能会将呢个爱收埋佢，会摆喺一个盒入边，摆喺个心处入边，当中人哋见唔到。所以咧就好安全嘅去保护。但系当你咁嘅时候，呢、这个就觉得唔会唔会有人去睇到，唔会有人去破坏，或者冇人会捉摸到。 但如果这样的爱的时候,这个爱其实是很容易被破坏。
And so for Paul, who's been wounded by the very people that he's invested so much of his life in, I think it's instructive that we still see Paul, he still continues to invest in those around him.
当时的保罗,他身边的人都离开他,但虽然他大仍然爱他们。
I think even looking at Timothy, who feels a little bit of shame about being associated with Paul, we still see that Paul, he remains committed to Timothy.
And
I think for Paul, he's within full right. He has the credibility, he's an apostle. He could just tell Timothy what to do and just for him to do it. And yet the way that Paul appeals to Timothy is not through just a title, but it's actually through his relationship with Timothy.
当时保罗和提摩太的关系,你记得,好像他们是师父和徒弟的关系,保罗是可以说用他的身份说,我是你的师父,你应该这样做,但是保罗没有这样做,保罗是用他的关系和提摩太的关系去劝戒他,你应该怎样去面对。
And if we are going down to verse 5, we have a mention of a family, specifically family lineage.
都是在第五节讲到,保罗都认识提摩太的家人。
And so Paul, he mentions Timothy's grandmother Lois and also his mother Eunice.
都讲到,保罗去提点到说,我是认识你的妈妈,也都认识你的祖母。
And I think that might seem a bit random, right? Is this Paul's way of saying, like, I know your mom and your grandma from church or something like that? They're great people.
听起来好像很怪,在书信当中,为什么无端端地说,哎,其实我都认识你的妈妈,我认识你的祖母在教会当中。
But I actually think there's something more intentional that Paul is doing here. He says, Timothy, I see sincere faith in you.
其实保罗当中讲到,跟提摩太讲到,我看到你的生命当中充满着这个信心。
And I see that same exact sincere faith in your grandmother and your mother.
也都是其实在你从你的妈妈,你的祖母当中是一个同一样的,一个真正的信心。
And that's meant to reassure young Timothy that his faith is a sincere, it's a real faith.
所以保罗确实提摩太说,你心中这个信心, 是真实的。
And just thinking about many of the young people that I'm seeing in this room, think about what it means if you're trying to live out your faith. Right? What is that supposed to look like?
譬如说,当我们去看我们的生命当中,我们说要活出我们的信心,是什么意思呢?
And so Paul points to the consistency of what he sees in Timothy and everyone that he's seen go before him.
譬如说,他看到他家人,他们的信心是一致。
And so my encouragement to some of the younger folks in here would be to please find someone that is more mature in the faith and walk with them and figure out with them what walking in faith looks like.
So 鼓勵大家，若然你係年輕嘅一個嘅信徒。 我希望你嘅揾一個係成長啲或者成熟啲嘅信徒，同佢一齊多啲嘅溝通，喺當中入邊去學習呢個信心。
And if you're sitting here in this room and you feel like you are a little bit more mature in your faith, consider what it would look like to model that to someone younger than you.
而相反嘅，若然你係一個成熟嘅一個基督徒，或者年長啲嘅基督徒，你都可以去學習點樣去成為呢個年輕一輩嘅榜樣，點樣去教導佢哋當中入邊嘅信心。
There's a social psychologist, his name is Jonathan Haidt, who works at NYU, and he put out this book called The Anxious Generation.
咁有一個嘅社會學家Jonathan，佢寫一本書，講到一個嘅憂慮嘅世代。
And one of the solutions that he actually puts forth to this kind of postmodern world to kind of fix things like loneliness and just the rise of anxiety is he mentioned something called spiritual grandparenting.
他講到咧，當中咧，依個嚟緊依個世代咧，佢充滿著嘅憂慮，充滿著依個嘅擔心。佢講到入邊當中依個嘅喺個屬靈當中點樣去喺歷代當中點樣去扶持。
So he himself is not a Christian, but he does say that one of the interesting things that he notices as he observes religious communities is that he notices that the churches that pursue intergenerational relationships, meaning like they accumulate all this generational wisdom and they pass it on to the next generation.
他自己本身不是一個基督徒，但他去研究，他覺得就話喺教會當中係好特別。 點樣去嘅一輩當中嘅年長嘅基督徒，點樣一代嘅一代嘅將佢哋嘅信心去傳俾下一代。
And I think that wisdom that we see in those kind of churches is a real win, but it's actually something that we don't see in many places in our world and culture today.
但好可惜嘅就話喺今個世代嘅當中，你已經好似睇唔到呢個點樣去傳宗接代，點樣去將呢個信心嘅交俾下一代。
And I think we live in a very individualistic culture here in the States, and I think instinctually we perceive other people to be threats. Overwork contributes to this.
點解咧？就話特別嘅就係因為而家現今嘅世代係覺得應該要個人化，我哋每個人要自己嘅有佢自己嘅個體，別人嘅好，別人嘅更加好，可能係對我有個威脅。
There's also this idea of expert culture where we like to think that with anything, especially with like child rearing, for example, that we can outsource that to the experts, that they can take care of it as long as we have the right programs or manuals.
所以更加就說覺得一個個人化或者一個成功化，我們應該需要找一些更加好的人，適合的人，或者是更厲害的人去做一些應該要做的事。
And all of this to say, Paul's secret to endurance is not to get his hands on, you know, the next best book or resource.
所以保罗所讲嘅说话就系话，我哋点样去作为一个基督徒，唔系话我哋要去追求，我哋要去识啲咩嘢。But
Paul's point is that everything rises and falls; it depends on the relationships that you have forged.
保罗所讲嘅就话，我哋人有高有低，我点样去同人有关系，个重要点唔系你识啲乜嘢，而系人与人之间嘅关系。
His point is that relationships play a central role in the Christian life.
因為作為基督徒，人與人之間嘅關係好重要。
Now, the mention of this highlights the importance of something that I want to call spiritual formation, which I'll explain in a second.
所以我講嘅就話，我係好重要嘅睇，就話點樣我有一個屬靈當中有一個群體。
So it means that we don't become the people that we are in just an isolated vacuum.
我哋作為基督徒，我哋一班人，唔係話我哋只係喺一個地方入邊個人嘅每人企一個地方。
And so we're actually shaped and formed by the communities that we are actually a part of.
我哋作為一班人嘅，其實係一個群體，一個社團。
And so there's another book by the name James Davidson Hunter. He's also another social psychologist. He writes about Martin Luther King in this book, The Content of Our Character.
亦都有一個社會學家，佢叫做James Davidson Hunter，佢所講嘅說話，就佢講到馬丁路德嘅一篇嘅說話。
He reflects on one of the reasons why the American education system is sort of failing to form students in their character. He said schools are very good at pumping information into students, but they're actually failing to form life skills and their character. And so as schools are beginning to realize this, they began to say, okay, we need to kind of play catch up. And so they took someone like Martin Luther King and they said, be like Martin Luther King. And they said, care about justice, care about these social issues, but there was a very glaring problem. You actually don't get Martin Luther King because Martin Luther King was also formed, shaped by his own communities. Namely, for Martin Luther King, the African American Church.
And
so I think it's a call to take seriously how we spend our time and also who we spend it with.
So
And so Paul too, himself, he finds himself shaped and formed by those before him. He says in verse 3 that he serves God just like his ancestors and has a clear conscience.
So Paul
And so now then he charges Timothy to continue that sincere faith in verse 6, reminding him of the spirit that he's been given.
所以就話好當時嘅保羅都係去提點提摩太就話你都要同一樣你有一個真正嘅信心要去睇呢個屬靈。
And verse 6 begins by saying, Timothy, there's something that I want you to remember, and it's not something that he needs to be introduced to, but something that he needs to be reminded of.
所以喺第六節嘅當中保羅去提點提摩太我話需要你去緊記去記得就話有啲嘢唔係話我要你去學
He reminds him that God has given him all that he needs to continue to be faithful in this race. And so Paul has finished the race, Paul has kept the faith, and now Timothy, it's your turn to keep fighting, to keep persevering, keep the faith.
就話保羅已經完成呢個嘅賽跑，而去提點提摩太嘅，你要去繼續呢個嘅信心，繼續呢個嘅跑步，繼續嘅爭戰。
And his reminder to Timothy is, you actually already have this spirit inside of you, this spirit not of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and self-control.
就話去提點提摩太就話你心中其實你已經有一個火意，就話你要緊記你當中入邊有呢個嘅聖靈，呢個聖靈當中俾到你有能力，俾到你愛。
Self-control. And so, for example, in the book of Joshua, when God tells Joshua, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我想当年就说,当神去提点,约书亚就说,我不是已经去给你,比较戒命你了吗?就叫你要刚强,你去壮胆,就说神已经给到你所需要的东西,你要去。
So he's not telling Joshua, Joshua, just stop being, you know, such a pansy, stop being such a scaredy cat, and just go do it.
當時神沒有跟約書亞說,你不要這麼婆婆媽媽,你去就去吧。
But no, he actually says to Joshua, you can do this because the Lord your God is with you.
當時神跟約書亞說,你要去,因為神已經跟你同在。
And in both cases, the spirit that is present with you gives you the unique ability to face suffering with power, love, and self-control. And this gift in verse 6, this is referring to the general gift of the Holy Spirit that every single believer in this room has.
所以第六節所說的恩賜,因為恩賜我們每一個基督徒都要擁有,就是說當我們在困難的時候,神已經給了我們。
And so if that is true, if God has really gifted each and every one of you a unique gift, right, it means that you have something to offer.
神已经是将我们每一个人有一个恩赐，而我们每一个人都有一个特别的恩赐。
And after affirming Timothy in verse 8, as we now reflect on what God has, remembering at what God has done, it begins sort of with a strange ask in verse 8.
所以神要跟他说，神已经是给到你的东西，就说有这个恩赐。所以在第八节开始，就是保罗如何去提点提摩太。
Paul would ask his beloved child Timothy to share in Paul's suffering.
就是保罗就跟提摩太说，就说你要去跟我一起去分享这个痛苦。
And so remember, Paul is in a Roman prison. He's facing the death sentence. And then he tells...
有一个记住就是说，提摩太当时已经在监牢当中，他会准备去接受这个死亡。
And then he tells Timothy to come on board.
但是当时就叫提摩太说，就算我是这样，你一起继续去一起去事工。
And you get the sense that even Timothy was starting to waver. He was kind of being double-minded a little bit here, but Paul calls Timothy, don't be ashamed. Don't disassociate with me.
当时的提摩太都是很胆怯，或者他心目中很道荡，但是保罗去提点他就说，你不要去丧胆，你不要去因为而羞耻。
And at the same time, Paul doesn't shy away from saying, if you associate with the true gospel, then you will suffer.
而保罗很大胆地跟提摩太说，若然你是同这个福音一起的，你是会受苦。
And he knows that what he's asking is not easy.
保罗所问提摩太的这个工作不是容易。
And the reason why Paul can so boldly ask of this is because he actually grounds this in our perseverance in the gospel, remembering what God has done.
而保罗去能够这么大胆去跟提摩太去提点，为什么呢？因为保罗他明白，就说要叫他明白，要去记得神已经给了你的一切。
And it's this power that causes Paul to unashamedly declare from a Roman prison cell in verse 8 that he is actually not a prisoner of Rome, but a prisoner of Christ.
而保罗所说的说话就是说，我虽然是一个罗马帝国的一个囚犯，而是我是神当中的囚犯。
And so for Paul, all roads lead back to the gospel, and this is his rationale for why, this is why I suffer. In verse
12.
And I think this reminder to Timothy is also a reminder to us that we actually forget about the power that we have in the gospel. That we actually need the gospel every single day. It's not just the thing that saves us, but it's how we even get through each and every day.
这个福音不单只给我们每一天，而不是只是这个福音给我们一个救恩，而其实让我们去明白福音如何帮助我们过每一天。
And you and I, we put an enormous and unnatural pressure on ourselves when we try to sort of manufacture this like pious and holy life without the gospel.
而其实我们给自己很多的压力，很无意的压力，去让我们怎么去过我们的生命，而觉得我们怎么去过我们的生命当中，我们不需要福音。
And so John Calvin, a theologian, he describes his true definition of piety as reverence joined with the love of God, which is the knowledge of his benefits induces.
而加爾文嘅都係佢講，我點樣去有呢個嘅成功能力，就係話用我哋喺當中入邊有神嘅愛，有佢嘅知識。
And I think the great tragedy for many Christians is that when we realize that we actually don't have this devotion, that we don't have this holiness in our life, our response is actually to create more devotion.
就讲到就话，我哋作为基督徒嘅好多时冇去落力嘅去有呢个嘅灵修，冇好好嘅去面对呢个福音俾我哋嘅说话。
And so it's really just a more sophisticated way of try and try harder.
而反而嘅基督徒觉得只系觉得我需要继续去做呢啲嘢，做嗰啲嘢。
But when we try to produce this when we don't even have it, we actually recognize that it doesn't work.
作为基督徒，不是说要做这些事，做那些事，怎样才能够得到这个福音，得到这个信息。
And so what Calvin says, he says the way to go is to go back to the source, back to the knowledge of God.
而加尔文所说的，我们作为基督徒怎样能够成长，就是说我们需要去归回给这个福音，这个原始。
And so before your piety, before your religion, go to God because it's from God whom all things flow.
所以呢,就是我們怎樣去學習,怎樣去開始, 就是我們要歸於神的說話當中,我們怎樣去學習?
Because I think the more that you try and the less that you have of the source, the faster you will burn out.
因為若然我只是在表面上,我盡量想去做些事,其實呢,更加是越少去得到這個神給我的能力。
And this is where Paul points us as well. Paul's secret is that he is not more spiritual, he is not more educated, but his dependence is on the gospel.
保羅所說的話,不是說我是更加好聰明,不是我能夠做些什麼,而是我保羅為什麼能夠做到,因為我把生命放在神的福音當中。
And so now he views both his suffering and his endurance both through the lens of the gospel.
所以呢,保羅就說,當他看他的生命,當他看他自己的受苦,是透過這個福音的角度去看。
Because the gospel is not just the basics of Christianity, but is the entirety of the Christian life.
就說到福音不是說只是生命當中的基本功,而是福音其實我們整個生命怎樣去教導我們怎樣去行。
And I want us to understand that you never graduate from the gospel, you only go deeper into it.
而我們作為基督徒的,不是說怎樣去慢慢的成長,只是慢慢成長,我們需要的是在內心裡面去看福音裡面的說話。
And another way of saying this is sort of in the words of our founder Tim Keller, the gospel is not the ABCs of Christianity, but the A to Z of Christianity.
有些Tim Keller所說的說話就是,福音不是只是我們基督徒生命的起點,一個基本功,而是福音其實是我們生命的從頭到尾,我們怎樣去依靠祂,而去成長。
And so if you have maybe a fight with your spouse, or if you're struggling with singleness, with purity, generosity, maybe you even struggle with authority, every...
所以當我們有譬如說我們跟我們妻子有一個爭執,或者我們跟為什麼我們會是單身,或者為什麼我們跟這個能力、權力有一個爭戰。
So all of those things that we see in our life are brought then under Jesus' Lordship, and we actually rethink of all those things through the lens of the gospel.
當我們看為什麼人生命當中有這麼多的問題的時候,其實用這個福音的角度,我們需要去另一方面去看。
In verses 9 to 12, he goes into more detail. Paul reminds us that God has called us and saved us.
而講到由第9至12節當中,更加提到保羅去提點我們,神叫我們去拯救。
But not only that, but because we are now in the family, it means that you and I, we have worth and purpose.
就話我哋已經係同一個家,我哋大家嘅,喺福音入面當中,我哋係一個大嘅家庭,我哋有一個嘅需要,我哋有一個嘅目標。
And so what, so no matter what happens to you, right, you are set, you are going to be okay.
所以話無論喺咩嘅情況當中,你係其實係冇問題。
Not only are you going to be okay, but God has also given you a deep and rich purpose.
就說在無論在什麼情況當中,神已經給到你一個更加深入,而一個很美好的一個人生的目標。
And why did God do this?
為什麼神去這樣做呢?
Well, it's not because of your works or my works.
不是說因為你所做的工作,或者我的工作,
but because of His own purpose and grace.
而因為神自己本身的目標。
God saves you and me not because of our performance, but because God is merciful.
神去拯救我們,不是因為我們所做的工作有多好,而是因為祂的憐憫。
And at least on this side of being redeemed, I think I especially need a daily reminder that because I think many of us in this room, we struggle to believe that the promises of God are greater than our own sense of condemnation and guilt.
所以我們要去緊記就是說,我們所做的一切是因為神的工作, 不是說讓我們不去緊記我們所做的錯失敗,而神去拯救我們。
And verse 9 ends with saying that God plans and He does this before the ages.
就說神的拯救工作其實是創造以先。
And so Paul highlights here, even before you could do anything good or bad, there's no reason, no basis for us to think that salvation could ever rest on us.
就講就話,當我哋就算我要去諗,我哋要去做好之前或者去做咩嘢之前,神呢個計劃已經係確定神係會拯救我哋,唔係為因為我所做工作。It
also tells us in verse 10 that this plan, it was revealed in Jesus Christ.
而神嘅工作點樣去做就已經喺耶穌基督入面已經係彰顯。
And so you may think that you have made a mess of your life, but Jesus is not a reaction to your mistakes.
但是你可能会想就是说,
so it's His power, His work, and God knows what He's doing.
是耶稣基督,是神的工作,是神的能力,是神知道他所做的事。
Especially when we're not even sure what's in front of us.
更加我们不知道谁掌管明天。
And so we can step back and confess that God who has infinite power, the God who is power, is in charge of the details of our life to arrive at its purpose.
所以我们要去谨记,我们要去退后一步去看,就是说神是一个有个永恒的能力,祂是掌管我们生命的每一步。
And so this is the same gospel that is in, commissioned and entrusted to Paul to become a preacher, apostle, and teacher.
这个是一个同一样的信心,同一样的福音,就是所以彼得保罗有这样的能力,去能够继续成为一个导师,成为一个传道人,怎么去教导。
And so this is the same Paul who used to persecute and kill Christians when he was Saul.
也是这个保罗,也是同一个保罗,想当年未信之前,他都是杀其他基督徒。
And the beauty and the power of the gospel is that when Paul reaches heaven, he will be greeted and invited in by the very people that he killed.
也就是说,他的保罗这个信心,就算他死之后,他都会被这些他被他伤害的基督徒去迎接。
And if this kind of power resides in us, then it means that you guys can experience failure, you can experience rejection, and you can actually face those things because your value is no longer in those things like success and acceptance.
若然你是跟保罗同一个想法的时候,所以无论你怎样失败,怎样去挫折的当中,其实你最后的都是被神去接纳。
Because what Christ says to us, Christ says that you are already accepted. Christ says that you are already victor.
就说耶稣基督里面当中,你已经是被接受,你已经是战胜。
And so you can experience those hardships in life, and you actually don't need to despair. You're going to be okay.
就说你已经被接受,你已经战胜,就算你在一个失败或者你的挫折当中,你不需要去灰心。
And we can be convinced that we can make it till the end because the same God that saved us, the same God that saved us before the ages, the same God that revealed Jesus Christ, the same God who sent His Son to die in our place, entrusted that gospel to Paul, God has done all of that, and God is not changing now.
所以是同一个神,他怎么去帮助我们,从这个失败当中去扶持我们,这个是同一个神的怎么去拯救我们,同一个神的去给到耶稣基督我们,是同一个神的,给到我们有一个福音。
So this is how Paul was able to face anything.
所以保罗就能够这样去面对所有的问题。
And so if you look at Paul's life, he was shipwrecked, stoned, beat, chased out, imprisoned.
所以当我看保罗他的生命当中,他受到这个船难,他被人打,被人追杀。
And Paul says that I can face all of those things in verse 12. He says, I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day.
所以就说保罗他能够这样说,无论在生命当中任何的事当中, 我都能够去面对,我去相信,因为我知道哪一个是去看顾我的生命,我的日子。
And so Paul's charge to Timothy and to us is to keep the faith, not because you and I can do it in our own strength.
所以保罗去提点,提摩太就说,你要去保持你的信心,不是因为你能够做些什么。
But Paul says, no, Timothy, you can keep the faith because we know him.
就说,提摩太,你能够去保持这个信心,因为我们已经是认识这个神。
And so that is also an invitation for us here. Do you know him?
所以今天早上都问大家,就说,你是不是已经认识这个神呢?
Because if you know him and he knows you, he's going to keep you until that final day.
所以就说,若然你是认识他,他是已经认识你的时候,无论是什么日子当中,到最后的日子当中,他会谨记你。
And so, brothers and sisters, if we have God in our corner, we have a God that's also committed to His gospel.
所以我们生命当中是有一个神的时候, 神会是继续的去保持我们将这个福音去带给其他人。
And would that give you great reason for why you and I can endure this morning?
所以是不是一个很大的安慰我们能够去行我们的生命呢?
Let's pray.
让我们祈祷。
Father, so much of, Lord, this life, even as Christians, we try to be our own saviors.
主,我们很多时候我们觉得我们自己去救自己。
That, Lord, I constantly need a reminder, Lord, that it is natural for my heart to find idols and put my trust in other things.
作为人的我们很多时候去自己找一个偶像，用自己的方法怎样去解决问题。
And so, Lord, would you remind us that, Lord, we're actually not alone, that we have a community of brothers and sisters that surround us for the purpose.
但是让我们去感觉就是说，我们身边当中，我们有弟兄姊妹，有一个群体。
That I don't expect to get through this life alone, but Lord, I actually need these brothers and sisters.
我不能够自己去渡过这个难关，我需要弟兄姊妹的扶持。
And Lord, though this is a community effort, Lord, the reason why we're all united here is because all of us confess that, Lord, we have fallen short.
因为我们弟兄姊妹一起的成长，我们互相的怎么去请这个宽恕，我们怎么一起有能力去渡过所有的问题。
And so, Lord, you have proved trustworthy in the past. You continue to be. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, that would be our confidence to continue to trust you into the future.
你过去已经是证实了你给我们的信心，让我们用这个扎紧的信心去面对我们的将来。
We pray for all these things in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus.
我们祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。 阿们。
Amen.